This is revelation that I received at the Feast of Tabernacles, 1996, on September 18th, the high day of the feast, and it was concerning the body and the blood. It has to do with the body of Christ. Through my sleep, I was traveling. I thought it, when I first woke up, that it had been in the past, but I realized it was outside of time and space. I was outside of time. And as I awoke, the Lord was speaking to me about the Shekinah glory being the blood of the resurrected body. The Christ being the blood of the resurrected body. And I had seen that in so many different dimensions, so many different facets. Be it the temple and the Shekinah glory, being just all those that are not here manifested that we see, but that are here, being part of the Shekinah glory, being in Christ, Jesus having the fullness of that anointing, and we are to have that, but we have not gotten to that place, even though it is already done. It's been purposed, it's been done, it is done. We have not walked it, we have not gotten there. It's not manifested. The understanding has to be in the heavens first. Anyway, as I was seeing this about the blood, or not any longer being blood, but the Shekinah glory actually becoming the blood in the body, that the blood is what feeds the cells, which, you know, it carries everything. It has so much to do with cellular growth and DNA, and that as the Shekinah glory becomes the blood, that the body will be changed. And I see this as the body. And all that is within Christ, all that is in Christ, be it those that are manifested here, or those that are in Christ that we do not see, make up the Shekinah glory. Anyway, I was speaking to my roommate, Pauline, about this, and I was able to articulate it in a way that, you know, she definitely understood it. And then when I was sitting at breakfast, when we came from the motel to breakfast, I was sitting and speaking to a gentleman. He was speaking to me, rather, and I realized how I just felt separate from him. And it wasn't that I didn't like him or anything else. I was just very separated from what he was saying. And the Lord took me back to a time, put me in remembrance of a time years and years ago before I came into anything like this. And I was either at someone's home with a lot of people, or I was in my own home and had a lot of people over. But I was sitting there feeling very separated. And all of a sudden, in just an instant, I saw everyone as skeletons. And I thought, Lord, you know, am I so cold? I didn't say Lord at that time, but I couldn't understand why it seemed like I was becoming unfeeling to see people as bones. Like, there's nothing real here. And when the Lord this morning put me in remembrance of that, after what he'd spoken to me about the blood, because I've, you know, for months he's been speaking to me about blood, and I've been questioning, but Lord, the resurrected body had, you had flesh and bone. So I know a resurrected body will have flesh and bone, and not the Adamic blood, not Adam's, the contaminated blood, or blood, because you were flesh and bone. You didn't have blood. So, as I was pondering that, you know, and through months, then this morning, sitting there and listening to this man and being put in remembrance of the bone, I thought, bone, bone. This is where the blood is manufactured, in the marrow. And I thought, when the Shekinah glory comes into fullness in the marrow. I saw a body being run by the Shekinah glory, coming out of the very marrow of the bone. And also, I was sharing this then with the Pauline sitting next to me, and she said, "Oh, Trish," she says, "then it's bone of my bone." And you can think on that one. We know about that, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And then, as when she said that, and I started to say more about what the marrow does, and she said, "Oh, Trish," she says, "I have an article back at the motel." And she says, "I'll show it to you." She says, "Hopefully I have it there." And she says, "Because there's a brother who was speaking on that," and she says, he talked about the bone in my bone and the bone and that. And she says, "There was scripture and you know, things to correlate with that." And I had asked her, well, you know, she said, I said, "Who was it written by?" She says, "Harold Francis." And I said, "I don't know." I said, "I don't know who Harold Francis is." And she says, "Well, he was a prophet." She said, "But he died in 1979. I said, "Well, that's the year I had my foot surgery, where they broke the bones in my feet with pins and things, and I had received so much in 79. But anyway, I needed to get this down. Hopefully, I mean, I see so much more, but that this will be enough, and the Lord will, I know, add to it, because I see it so deeply. Part of it is because through the feast I've been hearing such, you know, I hear those that are manifested in the natural. How can I say this? Those that are, you know, by power and might, and, you know, it's not really by power and might, but yet the persona is power and might. To me, that's how it seems. And yet then I hear these others that see far off, or microscopically, so to speak. And I see both. I am more on the microscopic level. I have an understanding of that. I understand a lot of different dimensions. I can understand it. The microscopic dimension has no less. It's a deeper truth. It's just a deeper truth, and it is what causes manifestation. It's what brings manifestation to the natural. And when I say natural, I'm not talking about the world out there and all that stuff. I'm talking about the natural body of Christ, what's visibly seen, the one like the Son of Man, sitting on the clouds, coming in the clouds with the Shekinah glory. Anyway, I know that there's truth in both, and one should not put the other down, because those that are walking and you know, saying the fullness is in business and all this and he's going to this and all that stuff, there's a truth in that. We're not there. Unless you can walk in those places without even being wooed or be affected by the outside at all, you know you're not there. You know you're not there. You want to be there, but you're not there. So do not put those that see, that has such a sensitivity in the spirit, that has nothing to do with a better place or anything else. He has made it. It is his purpose. It's for his will, not ours. This id thing needs to be killed. It's for his purpose, for the manifestation of his Son. And yeah, I can say the manifestation of his son, many-membered, yes, and I won't even go into that because I can't articulate that yet, but it goes into a level that I have not heard anyone talk on. Yes, I know about the many members and all this. I see it very deeply. But as that is happening, do not have the attitude of like, oh God, you know, one of these people going to come down to earth. You better be glad. You better thank your Lord that there are those that are getting where their desire is not to come down to the earth. Their desire is to be in Him, to walk in revelation, that they see that the very essence of the Shekinah glory will fill their house. That change will go on, like Kenny Hill said last night, and I'd been saying this for months about, gee, I'd really like to know what it's like, if it's possible for somebody to be so on the other side. And I hate to use that term of other side, because it's not being on the other side. Like I said, it's all enmeshed together. It's all together. But to be in that other place, and yet the visible body still being here. But it would be transformed. Or even to the point where it's not completely transformed. But still Him moving it. Still the Shekinah glory moving it, not anything from the Adam nature, including the disease and that in the blood. And Kenny Hill last night was saying that he believes that there are going to be those, and as Jesus said, that would not taste death, that would still, in other words, their bodies would change. And that we know that that process is going on. We know that that's happening. And I believe that that's part, just a fraction of what the Lord has shown me. Just that what He has shown me is just a fraction, just a facet of the truth of how that change is taking place. Do not criticize those that can see afar off. Or think that they, you know, are just gypsies and wanderers, don't want to work and all this. My God, it has to come to understanding. It has to come. It has to be spoken that it can be worked, that it can be walked out, that there can be an understanding in the natural. I praise God for everyone. I praise the Lord that He has used so many vessels in my life to speak that and put me in places that I could hear. I wasn't raised Christian. I wasn't, you know, in a Christian family, even though I had many believers in my family. I didn't read scripture till I was 26. But I know I have the Word in me. And I know my Lord has always spoken to me in deep revelation. And I thank Him for that. I thank Him for that. And I thank Him that we're dying in the natural. That we're being changed. And that eventually, what isn't this natural, there will be a natural that we see that will not die.